dramatically. We have fallen behind in the quality of our manhood. In the men of means and leisure in this island, there was neither enterprise enough, imagination enough, knowledge nor skill enough to lead in this matter. I do not see how one can go into the history of this development and arrive at any other conclusion. The French and Americans can laugh at our aeroplanes. The Germans are 10 years ahead of our poor navigables. We are displayed a soft, rather backward people. Either we are a people essentially and incurably inferior, or there is something wrong in our training, something benumbing in our atmosphere and circumstances. That is the first and gravest intimation of Monsieur Bleriot's feat. The second is that, in spite of our fleet, this is no longer, from the military point of view, an inaccessible island. So long as one had to consider the navigable balloon, the aerial side of warfare remained unimportant. A zeppelin is little good for any purpose but scouting and espionage. It can carry very little weight in proportion to its vast size, and, what is more important, it cannot drop things without sending itself up like a bubble in soda water. An armada of navigables sent against this island would end in a dispersed...